Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You're tuned into the best damn Husker and NFL coverage on the radio.
We don't fly at 40,000 feet. We're not big picture group. They have work to do today.
You're going to bring us two absolute martinis. And then precisely 7.5 minutes after that, you're going to bring us two more. Then two more after that every 5 minutes until one of us passes out.
And if they focus on anything other than that, it's going to be a problem.
This is the Gregeth and Hooks Show.
That's like a prerequisite to being at this level.
Hooks on Lincoln Sports Authority, ESPN FM 101.5, 1480. A little Lynyrd Skynyrd there for you. How about that? I like it. It's my favorite Lynyrd Skynyrd song. Nebraska, in case you've been living under a rock, took 2 of 3 from Michigan Thursday, Friday last week. Of course, we were already long away from the radio when they went and played. Late game. How about that Friday night? Was it 1 a.m. when they got done?
Dude, it was late. I think I went to sleep at like the sixth inning.
Yowza.
Yeah, that was rough. And they're going to have to be doing that again on Wednesday because their game doesn't start until 9. They're the last game on Wednesday.
So I think that's good for Nebraska. Maybe if they would have been the... Yeah. Because plenty of time to get crowd up there, man.
That's true.
It's going to be a packed... It'll be packed. It's going to be packed. You'll be just fine. I think it actually works out really well for Nebraska. And I think if they win, they play at 9 again the next day.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure. But Hooksy and I were talking about that this morning. They end up being a 5 seed, so, you know, draw is not bad, though. Big tournament for Nebraska. I think they still got to win a few games to make sure that they get into the postseason. A lot of people are saying that they should be good in the postseason. I'd like to see them win a few. I don't know. With Darren Erstead, and I'll keep saying this, he's at the point now where... You know, he wins a decent amount of regular season games, and it's all going to come down to Big Ten tournament, and then what are you doing in the postseason tournament? Yeah. Are you able to make a run to Omaha every once in a while? And now we're hitting crunch time. Like all the stuff that we liked about, you know, the regular season, how they finished, all that goes out the window now that you're in the Big Ten tournament and then starting to cruise yourself towards hopefully. To the regional.
Do you think not making the tournament last year, do you think that affects them a little bit?
Yeah, I mean, a little bit, but I think they'll be okay. I mean, Darren obviously is a guy who's been here a bunch and can kind of, you know, get his guys through it. They're also really hot right now, and that's what you like to see. Unfortunately, the weather's not cooperating in Omaha this week. It's going to be raining a ton up there.
When does it ever, when we have baseball in town?
It never fails. Like, it just never fails. Did you see that they're expecting that tournament up there to generate $3.7 million in local taxes?
No way.
Yeah.
Huh. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Hey, I wanted to ask you a question. It's a sports question, but it's a non-sports topic.
Okay.
All right.
Hit me.
But it has sports involved in it, and I want our listeners to chime in on this too. 402-466-3776. So over the weekend, I was at the Kenny Chesney concert, and I appreciate everybody who came and said hi, by the way. A lot of people popping through, talking about how much they like the show. I appreciate every single one of you guys. Thank you so much for doing that. Please always feel like you can come up and say what's up. We'll talk a little sports if you want to. I don't care.
Oh, yeah.
It's always a good time. But there was a lot of people out for that Kenny Chesney show. And do I want to say the person's name? We're going to do this on the Kicks morning show tomorrow, so I'll go ahead and do it. So Liz, who does the beer show with me,
mm-hmm.
she's got her new boyfriend there. She's got this new boyfriend.
Okay.
And he seemed cool. Like, he was funny.
Okay.
I thought he was kind of clever. Nice guy, had some good jokes.
Sounds like a class act.
Yeah. So we're standing backstage, and we're about to go meet Kenny Chesney. And right before we walk up there, he says, because we were talking Husker football.
Gotcha.
He says a little comment about Creighton baseball. And then I asked him if he likes Creighton, and he said, yeah. And that he, because at one point he was a, at one point he was the play-by-play, did some play-by-play stuff for Creighton, for their baseball team. But he likes their baseball team and their basketball team. But he was also nonstop all night talking Huskers with me. Like, she has to dump him, right?
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
He's a J-sker.
He is a J-sker. It's one thing if he's just a Creighton fan,
right?
And just a Husker fan, but he's both.
He's both.
You can't have that.
You have to dump him.
Yeah.
I don't care how nice he is.
You have.
Like, he seemed like a good dude.
You have to be a J-sker.
Until that moment, you can only imagine how, because I was probably a couple double Jack and Cokes deep too at the time. So you can imagine how I handled that.
Yeah. Giving some crap,
like nonstop.
Man.
And I told him, I'm going to bring this up on the air. I think she has to break up with him.
I think so, too.
For, like, the good of the team.
I mean, that's just...
I can't have... Because I don't want this guy influencing Liz, my co-host on the beer show.
It does.
And also co-host on the Kix morning show.
It affects that relationship.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, that's a breakup situation, right?
I
don't
so.
Care how cool this guy is any other way. That's a... You dump him.
Well, let's be real. I mean, you need to find this out before you...
Have you ever broken up with anybody because of their anything that had to do with sports?
No.
Call the show, 402-466-3776.
All right. Now, let me swing that question to you.
Kick him to the curb. I'm getting messages right now. Get rid of this guy.
I think so. What about you? Have you ever broken up with someone because of what they like in sports?
Yeah, 100%.
Okay.
So I was dating this girl in back at Best Buy. She is gorgeous.
How old were you?
22.
Okay.
She was gorgeous. And her last name happened to be DeBerg. Well, I start dating her, find out Steve DeBerg, quarterback for the Chiefs, my favorite quarterback of all time, is her uncle. And I'm thinking, holy cow, I just hit the jackpot. I'm going to meet Steve DeBerg. So we're out on our first date, and she says to me that, yeah, it's my uncle. We're talking. She goes, but I don't like football, and I really don't like the Chiefs. I didn't see her again. That's not my fault. That's hers.
I hear you. We got a really good story on the line. John.
John?
Yeah.
All right, let's bring in John. John, what's up, buddy?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good, man.
I'll see you guys in every day.
Appreciate
I was
going
to give you an example of my relationship with my wife.
Yeah.
I am a hardcore Wisconsin fan.
Okay.
And my wife is a hardcore Nebraska fan.
I like your wife already, buddy.
Yeah. And every time Nebraska plays Wisconsin, whether home or away, we always put divorce papers down and we watch the game in separate rooms.
No, you do not.
No, it's not real. It's so perfect, but we cannot talk to each other.
Oh, yeah.
It's absolutely so bad.
Especially the way you guys have been drumming us every time.
thanks, guys.
Yeah, thanks, buddy. You know the hard part on that is for him, too?
What's that?
The hard part for him is, so he, if Nebraska beats Wisconsin, as his wife, she's going to be able to rub it in his face a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
But if he does it back whenever... He can't do that. Not as the guy.
Right.
No, you cannot. It's like if you're playing sports with your wife. If you're just shooting around and she beats you in a game of pig, she's going to let you have it. But if you beat her, you had better be humble.
You got to play cool.
You better.
Jeez. That's funny. Divorce papers on the table.
I mean, hey, man, that's real, though.
I believe it. No, I've never had to go through...
Couple people messaging me, Viking Packers. A lot of Viking Packers couples.
Oh.
My in-laws, my brother-in-law, Jer, good dude. He's a diehard Nebraska fan, graduated from the university, born and raised here, you know, the whole nine yards. But he met his wonderful wife, who is, she's awesome. She's a huge K-State fan. She grew up down there, went to K-State. He met her while he was at, what's the base down there that all the military guys are at?
Yeah, isn't it Fort Riley?
Yeah, Fort Riley, just outside of down there and out of Manhattan. And so he met her and ended up marrying her, and they have a son. This poor little guy, he's either got all red or all purple stuff in his closet. And, like, I think he's – so we got him. Like, he's leaning Nebraska because Nebraska's cooler than – red's cooler than purple on its surface anyways.
Yeah.
But also the schools are better. And I think we got him, but every once in a while he shows up in, like, head-to-toe purple. You could tell. It's rough on him.
Jeez.
Poor little fella, my little nephew. Don't worry, I got him.
Okay.
I'll get him. I make sure to get him to some games and stuff every year.
Good.
Meet some players. He ain't meeting no K-State players.
It's your moral duty.
You know it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. 110%. As his uncle, it is my job to help out his father and brainwash that child. Problem is, his dad, and tell me if I'm doing this wrong, his dad is a Bears fan, lifelong Bears fan. His mom is a Chiefs fan. But I support his son being a Bears fan. That's fine.
Better than others.
Yeah, of course. But
yeah,
because if someone came along, well, who was it? Jess's mom one time made some comment about Carter, and she's like, "Well, if he wants to be a fan of a different team," and I'm like, "You shut up." There's no if he wants to be. He is my son. He will be a fan of my favorite team, whether he likes it or not.
Grandma's like, coming in trying to.
Yeah, of course. Stab me in the back.
Hey,
turn my son into a different team's fan.
Your son knows what fan he is.
Oh, he is. Carter sometimes gets me in trouble because he'll like tell Raiders fans and Denver fans that their team stinks and that they don't, who cares, nobody likes them and all this. And he's a little 6 year old. I do get in a little bit of hot water every now and then.
Yeah, learning from the best. Yeah, my dad and mom, my dad's a Packers fan and my mom's a Vikings fan, so little feud in the house.
Nice.
But yeah, keep doing your moral duty. I think you're doing an important job for us Husker fans. So
yeah, have to.
Keep it up.
We don't need another K-State fan.
No.
There's enough of them floating around. Good enough, you know. We got to keep that kid.
That's funny how you going. Bring up K-State, cuz my buddy who goes to school there just got back into town. And I was telling him, cuz I believe you and Hooks were saying Manhattan's like
it's awesome.
A cool town to go
yes,
to.
Yes, 100%.
It's funny. I've met a lot of people that think differently. A lot
really?
Of people,
what are they? Why? What's wrong with
it? They think Manhattan is just a dump.
Really? Downtown area? Aggieville?
I've heard good and bad things.
Oh, Aggieville's fun, man. It's like anything else. Like, you go to a college town, bar hopping. The nicest college town I've ever been to go bar hopping is College Station down with Texas A&M.
Really?
Oh, my God. It's gorgeous down there.
Huh.
Yeah, that campus is great, and then the they have like I usually tell people, when you go down to College Station, there's a bar that they have. It's a real fun bar. You walk in the front door, and it's maybe like from wall to wall, left to right, it is maybe 10 feet, the distance. But the bar depth-wise is probably 30 yards, and there's a long bar that runs down it. It's a shots bar. That's all they have is shots. So you go in there, and you take some shots, and then you walk out the other end, and you have to come back through the alleyway to get back there. Well, what the alleyway is, the alleyway's floor is covered in like beer bottle tops. And they have this tradition down there where everybody keeps their beer bottle tops and they toss them down on the ground in that alleyway. So, like, actually, when you walk through the alley, you're like 2 feet up in the air because there's so many caps on the ground.
That is pretty cool.
It's pretty neat. It's a pretty neat little thing. They're all pressed down, too, so it's still like you're walking on a road and that kind of thing.
Huh.
Gary Jerry's on the line. What's up, Gary Jerry?
Okay, here's the way this goes. Judge, why are you getting divorced? Husband, because my wife's not the same fan of the team that I am.
Yeah.
Oh, divorce granted.
There you go.
There you go.
You haven't had any.
It's irreconcilable differences, I think, is what they call that. As I recall. Every time I see that on there, they're like irreconcilable differences. I'm like, ah, he's a Chiefs fan. She's a Broncos fan. That must be it.
I don't know. Should she dump?
Yeah, she should dump this guy. If you're just tuning in, this guy's a Jasker. You can't date a Jasker. That's gross.
What, they don't take showers or what?
They don't.
Probably not.
No. They don't take
Have souls. I know that.
Oh, so you're saying they have no morals? I mean,
right, exactly. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, Nick.
You can't be a Creighton Blue Jay and Nebraska sports fan at the same time. You cannot.
So you have a Tarsker who's your co-host.
Yeah, I know, but that's a little different, I'd say.
Well, how's that different?
50 miles as opposed to halfway across the country, and he grew up there, and he's been here for 18 years. That'd be like being a Duke. That'd be like growing up in as a North Carolina fan and going, well, Duke's 50 miles up the road. Guess I'll like them too.
Well, you could be a Duke football fan.
No, you can't.
Carolina doesn't have any football teams, that's for sure.
Sure they do. They get suspended all the time, their guys. You know that. All right. Appreciate you, buddy.
Hey, you know what? And I'm really happy for the Huskers. And I'm like you. I want to see them win a couple of games.
They need to.
That would help them immensely.
Yeah. Hey, do you think, Gary Jerry, you love this baseball team. I've been wanting to ask you this, and I have not had you on the air to ask you. So can I throw a question at you real fast?
Sure.
All right. So there was a tweet that was out. I think Dirk Chatlin tweeted it. So I give him credit because usually I give him a hard time. And he said that if in 2009, after watching 9 years of Nebraska, they hosted however many super regionals. I think it was like six. They had three trips to the College World Series, all that stuff. If I told you that after that year, that the next 10 years was going to be what the next 10 years have been, would you have believed me at that time? Because it's opposite of that.
Yeah, probably not.
It's crazy. And I like Erstead, and I want him to win, and I want him to be the guy that moves Nebraska back towards that direction. But sometimes I look at it, and it's like I'm just not seeing that.
Well, let me tell you.
It's hard to get to. I know that. But
My problem isn't with Erstead as much as it is with Silva.
Yeah.
You know, I knew Silva as a player. I saw him as a player. But Ted Silva, the reason we got him was because I thought the reason we got him was because he could recruit California.
Yeah.
That's what my thought was. And, you know, I could be just totally wrong on that. But, and I don't know, for my money, you know, and I'm not a pitching coach. I know a little bit about pitching, but probably not as much as he does. But I think we could do better for our money with a different pitching coach.
All right, brother. We appreciate you. You can go up to the games then? We'll see you up there, hopefully.
Gonna stay home.
All right, well, watch my home and enjoy. Thank you.
See you, bud.
Yep. That's an interesting deal there. So.
I mean, I would not believe you. You said this was the next 10 years.
Yeah.
No way.
No, not at that time. I mean, this thing was humming. And it's not all on Darren, and it's not all on Darren. You know, there's a lot of, but ultimately, if you're the head man, and if some assistants aren't getting it done, but you're sticking with them, then ultimately it's the head man you have to look at sometimes. But we'll see there. Listen, these last two series have been good.
Yeah.
You're heading into this tournament hot. I'm excited.
Keep it rocking.
Heck yeah. All right, guys, that's the show for today. I appreciate y'all tuning in. We'll catch up again tomorrow.